Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. Okay, so something's been kind of bothering me. And maybe it's because I'm licensed to so many states, and so I'm seeing all these people calling in, going, look, I don't have COVID, let me go back to work. And I'm like, I can't say you don't have COVID, I'm not stopping you from going back to work, but they call telemedicine for a work note because work sent them home because they had diarrhea. And the one thing I just really haven't understood is somebody will start having diarrhea. Work says that could be COVID, go home. You can only come back if you have a negative COVID test. So they pull up their pants right after they have diarrhea. They run over to a testing center, get a nasal swab. Nasal swab comes back negative. They go back, I could go back tomorrow. I'm negative for COVID. And I was always wondering, I'm like, well, wait a second. If COVID is the GI COVID, remember they kind of had multiple types. They have the ones where it's more respiratory, the ones where more headache first, then the others with diarrhea. So if you're the more gut COVID type, I'm like, are you really going to show COVID in your nose that quickly? So in telemedicine, you really can't clear somebody to go back to work. Most platforms won't allow you to do it. But people are like, look, I could get diarrhea because of food poisoning. I could have had a bad burrito. I could have had some stress. Maybe I took some antibiotics for something. Let me go back to work, and I get it. That sucks to have to be in isolation for 10 days because you had some runny stool. But the problem is if you're running to get a nasal swab test or pharynx test, and it's day one, and the COVID affected the gut, you might not be positive for a while. Now, this isn't groundbreaking news. We told you early on in the pandemic that people might be taking a test too soon. And I am seeing on average, by about day 4 or 5, some people might show a positive. So when somebody goes, I took a COVID test and I'm negative. And I go, well, how quickly did you take that COVID test? Oh, I did it as soon as I had a fever. That's good, because a fever is a pretty significant symptom, but just because you're negative doesn't mean you don't have COVID. Even the CDC website says, look, just because you have a negative COVID test doesn't mean you don't have COVID. Why? Because some of these tests are faulty. I mean, we've definitely seen not 100% when it comes to all of this. So, negative false COVID tests happen, because people are like, well, why is it? Okay, well, I can't just say it's because the test sucks. It could also be because of application of it. You know, when people give themselves the COVID test, they're like, oh gosh, I'm not going to go deep. I'm not going to go all the way back. I'm just going to, there, okay, I got it. Here's my sample. Well, if you didn't pick up the sample, yeah, it's going to be negative. So it could be poor technique. It could also be you just didn't get enough of the sample. You didn't do it right. It could be that you just didn't do the proper collection process. And it could just be you just did the test too soon. So for so many people that have COVID diarrhea, I would really like to see the studies on how long should you really wait to go and test. And I get it. And I know this isn't a very popular subject because people like Dahlia I just want to go back to work. There's people having diarrhea that aren't telling anybody and they're back to work. I get it. I don't want to keep anybody from work. But if we are, you know, seeing a new wave of COVID, and some people out there are actually scared of COVID, I don't want you to be all celebrating that you had a negative test when it was stuck in your nose and your issue is in your gut. Now, mind you, there have been studies that have shown that your gut, those that have had gut COVID will eventually show positive in the respiratory tree. Then, as they test them, the respiratory tree comes back negative later, but you'll still pass it in the gut. So remember how China, don't get mad at me, because I am not advocating for this, but remember how China was doing rectal swabs on people? And you're like, gosh, they're gross, why are they doing that? Well, because if diarrhea was their symptom, they might not show right away in their nose and mouth. And I don't have a lot of studies that can talk about this. One study I do have, one was the one from Annals of Internal Medicine that said false negative rates could be higher if one is tested before day 4 of their illness or after day 9. But in a study published in Digestive Liver Diseases, they found stool COVID testing remained positive in those with GI symptoms long after respiratory testing stopped being positive. So they said the evidence of the persistence of virus RNA in the stool of patients with no or very mild respiratory symptoms and negative swab throat samples strongly suggests a likely fecal-oral route, similar to the 2003 SARS and the MERS epidemic in 2012. So what they're saying is you might not be breathing in COVID. You might be getting COVID oral fecal, something you eat or whatever gets into your system. And so all these COVID tests we are doing are respiratory. And so we're talking about, well, why do we have COVID cases rising? Well, because I really think people with COVID think they're negative. People who are vaccinated think they're negative. We're going to always have COVID because vaccinated people will spread it, and somebody with a negative COVID test is not in the clear. So, I mean, it's a no-brainer. So my suggestion to anybody is, look, all right, you know, I think there is a difference between COVID diarrhea and other diarrhea, okay? So if you get a stomach bug, you're going to get nausea. You're going to get diarrhea. You might get stomach ache. You might even get a fever. You might get fatigue. But COVID diarrhea oftentimes comes with sneezing and coughing. So if at all you start to sneeze and cough after your diarrhea, it's probably not food poisoning. It's probably COVID. So hopefully that could also kind of help. I can't tell you if some COVID will never cause cough. I do believe, I mean, I can tell you that does happen, but it's more likely that if you do have COVID from diarrhea, you could have still gotten it through your respiratory tree, and that's why you might get cough in the season, or oral fecal, and then it might just bother the gut. 1-877-DOC-BELLY, don't go away.
Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't go to Starbucks a lot. It's not because I don't like them. It's I'm not a coffee drinker. I've never really understood coffee. Now, mind you, study after study says it could stave off dementia, it could stave off diabetes, it could. And I think, and you would think as a doctor, I would embrace something like coffee. But my dad dropped dead of a heart attack, and he was a big coffee drinker. And so I guess I'm just still not convinced that my forcing myself to like coffee is going to do that much for my health. I'd rather drink more water, you know. As long as I'm not drinking diet soda instead, if you're drinking water, that's the best. But if you're a big soda pop person, yeah, I'd rather you get your caffeine from coffee. But my thing is I also think it's kind of costly. What I see people pay for their coffee, it just kind of blows my mind. I mean, that's kind of a lot. Now, I get it. All right, some people are using their coffee as their breakfast. And one of you had asked, is coffee the new cigarette? And it's an interesting subject because we talk about how when we made progress on the smoking epidemic and we got a lot of people to quit smoking, we helped spur this obesity epidemic because many people smoked to keep their appetite down. And so is that what people are doing? So they don't eat breakfast, are they going to get their Starbucks coffee? And with their Starbucks coffee, because they're sipping it so long, they're less likely to eat. Now, for me, I get hungry despite coffee. So it wouldn't help me lose weight. But if some of you guys do lose weight because of your coffee habit, let me know. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. I would definitely like to hear about it. Well, Starbucks is back in the news. This time because a local New Jersey health department had to ask patrons who went to a Gloucester Township Starbucks coffee shop that they need to get vaccinated for hepatitis A. Why? Because an employee tested positive for hepatitis A. Hepatitis A is a very contagious liver infection. The Camden County Department of Health instructed anyone who went to Blackwood Clementon Road Starbucks on November 4th, 5th, 6th, 11th, 12th, or 13th to get the vaccine out of abundance of caution. In fact, the website was setting up a vaccination clinic on Friday. Now, an investigation did not reveal, any health violations at the store. The store actually temporarily closed until all of the employees had been vaccinated. Well, you could get the vaccine, but it takes weeks for it to kind of kick in. Fox 29 reported the county was made aware of the infection. So, hepatitis A, it's a disease that affects the liver. It's caused by the hepatitis A virus, which you usually ingest. If somebody doesn't wash their hands well or contaminated food, they could transmit it. It's transmitted by the fecal-oral route, where food or drink contaminated by fecal matter enters another person's GI tract. Now, you could also sexually transmit it if you are involved in oral-anal sex. So you have to have oral access to somebody's GI, sediment. Hepatitis A, though, can live outside the body for months. So if you work at a restaurant, you really need to be diligent about dining areas. You've got to clean them because if somebody sets a fork down or a napkin down, wipes their mouth, they could give themselves hepatitis A. Can you die from hepatitis A? It's rare, but we have seen it in immunocompromised. So what are the symptoms of hepatitis A? Well, you could get jaundice, which is the yellowing of the skin and eyes. You could get fever, abdominal pain, fatigue, dark urine, joint pain, clay-looking stools, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite. Now, interesting, if you don't get jaundice and you're having diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, you might think it's COVID. So that's why I kind of tell people, look, you know, if at all you see yellowing of the skin or if you think you were exposed, get yourself tested for hepatitis as well. So how do we treat it? Well, most of the time we don't. I mean, we don't really have a treatment. Hepatitis A will usually resolve on its own. So we recommend rest. We recommend fluids. If you're nauseous, we'll give you some medicine like Zofran for that. And then we want to make sure we're protecting your liver. So hepatitis is inflammation of the liver cells. How we diagnose it is when we run a blood test, your liver enzymes are in the thousands. You know, alcohol may make you bump up 10, 20, 30 every now and then. Fat around your liver could bump you up 10, 20, 30. But if I see your liver enzymes in the thousands, it's hepatitis until proven otherwise. So that means your liver is not at its strongest. So we don't want you on Tylenol. We don't want you drinking alcohol. We'll probably stop your cholesterol medication if we think it could worsen liver damage. Now, your liver will recover, but sometimes it can take weeks to months. Luckily, there's a hepatitis A vaccine. Many older individuals did not get it. I got it because I was in medical school and I worked in a restaurant. So whenever you worked in a restaurant, the health department required that you had your hepatitis A vaccine. So many states require all healthcare food workers to get it. So good hand washing, dining area hygiene, cooking food thoroughly. But the reason why I brought this up was not to teach you about hepatitis A. I've taught you guys about that before. But because I want to talk about, you know, this is somebody that came forward bless him or her for doing it, and said, look, okay, I'm not feeling well. And I'm not exactly sure what transpired. Was he kicked out of work because work thought he had COVID? And they said, you can't come back as long as you prove to us you don't have COVID. And maybe the worker said, look, I don't have COVID. I have hepatitis. So I can come back to work. And the worker's like, no. I mean, I don't really know what transpired. But I always fear the, you know, don't ask, don't tell. And I really fear a lot of that is going on. And so let's say workers didn't get paid leave. And they had to go get a hepatitis vaccine. They're pretty ticked off that they lost their tips, that, you know, because the store had to be closed. And they're like, okay, whoa, I'm not going to tell anybody anything. I mean, same thing with COVID. I can tell you how many times people are calling in, and they're calling in for something, and they're coughing, and they're, you know, they sound hoarse, and I go, are you sick? They're like, no, it's allergies. Because they know that once they go down that path, they, you know, they test positive, now they're in quarantine, now they need to get a doctor's note to go back to work, and it's a mess. So I think the average person out there is laid low. And so, you know, I had a patient yesterday, you know, diarrhea. Okay, he had diarrhea, boss sent him home, he wants to get back to work, he can't take off any more work, he wants to be able to start his job again, and you know he's thinking to himself, I wish I never told him I had diarrhea. And we don't want people hiding their symptoms. You know, that was the big problem with flu season. With flu season, people had already used up their leave, and then November, December comes around, and they don't tell anybody, they hide it. They take as much Motrin, Tylenol as possible, and they just try and hide it, and they come to work sick. This is why I suggest all businesses restart their leave September, October. You know how you get renewed leave? Some people get it in the summer. Some people get it in January. I think it is a big mistake to renew leave in January because their paid leave gets all used up. And then now it's November, December, and they're coming to work sick. Now, a lot of bosses know that, but they still would rather do leave in January because they don't want people calling out during the busy Black Friday, Christmas shopping, holiday season. So I know the trick. I get it. I get what employers are doing. But me personally, I wanted to make sure that there was leave available so people would not come to work sick. Well, now with this Build Back Better bill, there is going to be 4 weeks paid leave. I'm not exactly sure how that works in terms of what employers do. I don't know if the employer has to pay the leave and then get reimbursed. And, you know, sometimes the government doesn't always reimburse on time. That's what I learned from Medicare and Medicaid, you know, seeing Medicare and Medicaid patients. And remember, cash for clunkers. I heard a lot of car dealerships didn't get money. But 4 weeks of paid leave, that would be fantastic for somebody who gets COVID, for somebody who, you know, wants to go on vacation. But, you know, hepatitis A is something you need to think about as it's around there just like flu and just like COVID. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Wisconsin jury has reached a verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial.
As the first count of the information, Joseph Rosenbaum, may the jury find the defendant Kyle H. Rittenhouse not guilty. As to the second count of the information, Richard McGinnis, we the jury find the defendant Kyle H. Rittenhouse not guilty. As to the third count of the information, unknown male, we the jury find the defendant Kyle H. Rittenhouse not guilty. As to the fourth count of the information, Anthony Huber, we the jury find the defendant Kyle H. Rittenhouse not guilty. As to the fifth count of the information, Gage Grosskreutz, we the jury find the defendant Kyle H. Rittenhouse not guilty.
The 18-year-old always maintained he killed the two rioters and injured the third in self-defense. This is USA Radio News. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is speaking in Nigeria about U.S. policy in the region on Friday. Secretary Blinken reaffirming the United States' stance in helping Africa fight the coronavirus, citing the steps the Biden administration is taking.
We've provided more than 50 million doses to 43 African countries, and more are on the way. All of this with no political strings attached. We've given more than $1.9 billion in COVID-related assistance for urgent needs like emergency food and other humanitarian support.
Blinken also calling on Nigeria to help fight the issue of climate change. A bipartisan group of state attorneys generals are investigating Instagram for targeting children. Prosecutors from at least 10 states have launched a probe. This comes after studies have linked it to depression, eating disorders, and suicide among kids. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this is something that I think we've known and we've expected, where every industry kind of went through a reset with COVID. And so we're definitely seeing changes in terms of what some industries are doing and how, like, we're going to see more drive-through, we're going to see more pickup. I don't think Sam's Club and Walmart and all these places that do pickup are going to stop because there's a demand and they can make money. So they can have staff there for the pickup. They get the order, they get it ready, they bring it out, hopefully always tip these guys for doing that. And then, everybody's happy. So we are seeing industries change. But CVS is making a huge move. They are going to close 900 stores. 900. Now, they have almost 10,000 pharmacies. But that's almost what? 9,900 stores. So that's about 10% of their stores, CVS is going to close them. Now, they're not necessarily going to just go away. What they're going to do is change kind of formats. In radio, we call it changing formats, where you go from talk radio to country or something like that. They're going to move more towards health services like primary care. And it's going to be a health hub layout. According to CVS CEO Karen Lynch, we remain focused on the competitive advantage provided by our presence in thousands of communities across the country, which implements our rapidly expanding digital presence. Now, the closures are going to cost them about $1 billion in this fourth quarter. Affected employees are going to be offered jobs. And that's the other thing, too. If they don't have enough staff, close some stores, shuffle staff. I mean, the one place that was booming throughout COVID was the pharmacies. I would go into the pharmacies and I'd be saying, like, wow. I mean, they were so, so busy. And people are asking pharmacists questions and they're getting medical advice. So these pharmacies have been already dabbing, you know, getting their toe, dipping their toe in to the healthcare, providing healthcare pool. In fact, I think in some jurisdictions, pharmacists can actually manage diabetes. And mind you, I haven't been against that because the pharmacists are one of the most underappreciated people next to nurses in the healthcare industry. And these pharmacists, they really know their drugs. They really know their stuff. So we doctors, we get pharmacology. But here we are. I'm speaking, and you know the pharmacist is behind me probably thinking, okay, well, that's not exactly how the mechanism works, but the mechanism works like this. And that's why we think this is why you'll have this side effect versus not. And, I mean, they really know their drugs. But the problem I had with pharmacists managing medical conditions, and which is what is being suggested, chronic conditions, is who's doing then the EKG? Who's doing the ophthalmic exam? Who is, you know, who's doing everything that has to be done? We have in medicine, in an attempt to save money, been anti-testing. Just good H&P, history and physical. You don't necessarily need to run the tests unless, of course, United States Preventive Services Task Force recommends it. But if I have somebody with diabetes and I have somebody with high cholesterol, I'm going to assume you got something going on with your heart. I'm going to assume you have something going on with your kidney and it's for, and even your eyes or your nerves. And so it's my job to examine that, follow through on it, test it. So if a pharmacist is already busy as a pharmacist, and now they're being deputized to administer health care, are we turning pharmacists into internists? Are we turning pharmacists into family medicine doctors? And then who manages them in the hospital? But I think what's happening is we're really separating everything. We're separating it where the hospital is going to be a hospitalist. Somebody who doesn't know you, never even met you, is going to look at you, based on your chart, take care of you. They do a good job, but it's a far, far cry from when your family doc would be like, look, I know what this person needs. I know what worked last time. I know what didn't work last time. The hospitalists now take care of you. Same thing with in the OB world, we have laborists. So your doctor who would do your pap smear, then was there for you when you got pregnant, and then would be there for you to deliver your baby. Now there's in the hospital laborists. So people come in going, okay, you're delivering a baby, spread them. I mean, I'm sure they're nicer than that. But, you know, somebody you never met, never knew, they are up there getting your baby out of your vagina. Well, that's if you can't push, yeah. Sorry, I'm really, really, I got a hysterectomy coming, so I don't know how many people are going to be up in there. So going back to CVS, Neil Sanders, retail industry analyst and managing director for Global Data, said in a note to investors that the closures are the result of CVS having, quote, too many overlapping locations and the dilapidated state of their stores that has pushed some of them into a downward spiral of irrelevance. They say too many stores are stuck in the past with bad lighting, depressing interiors, messy merchandising, and weak assortment of products, that they are not destinations or places where people go out of anything other than necessity. So what they want to do is they want to offer more in-person health services, advice, vaccinations, testing. You know, in fact, when I was at Walgreens you know, picking up my pre-op medications, I was seeing lines for the vaccines. I mean, the vaccination line was huge. CVS and Walgreens probably noticed they make bucks on the vaccines. I forget how much they get reimbursed. If it's $20 a vaccine, I forget. So, yeah, you're going to be like, come here and get your COVID vaccine. They're making money on each vaccine. And I'm not saying it's anything insidious. I mean, they're helping vaccinate people and protect against a pandemic, but there's money to be made. And if you're not making the money that you need to through dispensing pharmaceuticals, you're going to start to shift. Now, we need pharmacies. What I saw in that pandemic, pharmacies were busier than McDonald's. Despite lockdowns, those pharmacies were some of the busiest places. So I don't want us to lose pharmacy services because pharmacists aren't making the money. So this is just a very, very interesting turn of events. So CVS said the long-term strategy was to expand care delivery. Why is CVS now in the care business? Isn't that what us doctors are for? Well, we doctors blew it. We sold ourselves out. We worked for corporations. We let Obamacare take over and have an Affordable Care Act where people now have huge, huge deductibles. The way it's going, people, is insurance is going to shunt you to cheaper areas to get things done. You used to have to get your vaccines at a doctor's office. You could talk to the doctor about it, be watched for a side effect. No. You could get all your vaccines at a pharmacy. I've done it. I didn't make a doctor's appointment for my kids for their vaccines this last time around. I'm going to Walgreens. They do my kids' vaccines. They do it great. It was simple, easy, fast. Saved me money. People want to save money. So insurance companies are even telling you, look, no copay if you call telemedicine. These are the telemedicine companies you could call. If you decide to actually go and see Dr. Wax or go and see a doctor in their office, you pay a copay. So people are like, well, tell that. I'll go on telemedicine, even though now I'm on telemedicine. So like, hi, Dr. Wax, hi. But that's what I do. Like, Dr. Wax, I love it when my old patients come on. And they're like, oh, my God. I was like, hey, UV. So, you know, Walgreens shifted their focus, investing in other care providers. They have Village MD, $330 million in health services provider CareCentrix. So, you know, we're definitely seeing this shift, and people like the ease. They like the less money. But I worry because the reason why we have doctors and nurse practitioners and physician assistants is because they were trained for years to catch things that sometimes won't be caught superficially. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, you're not going to believe it, but here we are 50 years later, still searching for Jimmy Hoffa's body. And in fact, they have a new lead. For nearly half a century, the search for Jimmy Hoffa has gone on. And now the FBI is going to a former New Jersey landfill. Now, this is being reported by New York Times, NBC News all over. Apparently, a deathbed statement by a man who claimed to have buried Jimmy Hoffa's body in a steel drum has brought agents to the site for an inspection. So, the disappearance of Jimmy Hoffa has been a mystery, obviously, for a very, very long time. Half a century now. FBI agents have armed or had a search warrant. They arrived in Jersey City at a plot of dirt and gravel the size of a Little League diamond, and it was below the Pulaski Skyway. They did this on October 25th and October 26th to conduct a site survey. This according to Detroit Field Office, which led the investigation into his disappearance back in 75. The steel drum is said to be buried about 14 feet below ground. Now, millions of drivers have passed by it, and the field is still, I guess it's still there. A building has not been erected above it. What I understand, FBI personnel from Newark and Detroit field offices completed the survey, and the data now is currently being analyzed. See, the problem is they can't just go and dig up every time somebody goes, Jimmy Hoffa's here. Jimmy Hoffa's here. And somebody on their deathbed, 50 years older, you know, you don't know if they're, have dementia or what's going on. The formal statement did not mention Mr. Hoffa by name, did not elaborate on a timeline for any potential excavation. But the new investigation, you know, I don't think a lot of people are that excited or optimistic because there have been several failed searches for his body over the years. Now, in Michigan, that's where Jimmy Hoffa was last seen outside a restaurant. They said officers with backhoes have searched various locations, including a farm, a driveway, and even beneath a swimming pool. They say in New Jersey, a popular urban legend had Mr. Hoffa's remains buried under the old Giants Stadium in the Meadowlands. In 2019, the film The Irishman raised yet another version of what could have happened, portraying Mr. Hoffa's character shot and killed by his friend Frank Sheeran and his body incinerated. That theory, advanced by Mr. Sheeran in a book before his death, has, though, been discounted by Hoffa scholars. So it was in The Irishman, but that doesn't mean that necessarily happened. Now, an expert on the Hoffa case who brought the disclosure of the steel drum and its possible location to the FBI, Dan Muldea, a journalist who has written about the Teamster boss since before he disappeared, said the New Jersey site is 100% credible and that the new leads were very significant. How I look at it is, how many more places are there, you know? I mean, at this point, if they've really searched everywhere, this might be it. 20th time's a charm. So they say a very prominent person disappeared from a public space 46 years ago, was never seen again. This case has to be solved. Now, this new lead is bolstered, according to New York Times, by records showing that the FBI received tips as far back as 75, right after his disappearance. Mr. Hoffa was buried in the landfill in Jersey City. This is what was told to them. This is what they heard. But they searched and found nothing. So these tips that he was buried in a landfill in Jersey didn't, you know, bring anything up. And also, they had no idea where to go. And there's tons of landfills. So Frank Coppola, teenager at the time, worked at a former PJP landfill near the Skyway with his father, Paul Coppola, senior. He said, while I was talking to my dad, a black limousine drove into our lot in the mud. He said, now, this is, again, 40-some years later. And he said this in a sworn written statement. His father turned to his partner at the landfill and said, they're here. The boy watched from a distance as the men approached the vehicle where they spoke to the visitors and seemed to point to a remote corner of the landfill. He would later learn what was being planned. By that summer of 1975, Jimmy Hoffa, who once commanded the powerful Teamsters Union, had fallen from the heights of power. He served a sentence of prison after being convicted of jury tampering in 1964, and his attempts to return to his union throne upon his release were not welcome, they said. So at the same time, longtime friendship with New Jersey Mafia boss Anthony Provenzano, Tony Pro, went badly. So men who operated in that area later said that it was kind of an open secret that Mr. Hoffa was going to be gone soon. July 30th, 1975, Mr. Hoffa was in Bloomfield Township, Michigan. It was a meeting to address the very situation. He was supposed to sit down with Mr. Provenzano and another mobster at the Marcus Red Fox, which was a popular restaurant, but nobody was there. After that, he disappeared. So the FBI combed through the restaurant's credit card receipts to track down potential witnesses. A few said they saw him that afternoon out in front. He got into a backseat of a car that drove away. Agents interrogated union leaders, mob bosses, henchmen, pulling dozens of them in front of grand juries. And so one possible outcome, they said, was a, you know, maybe he was taken all the way to Jersey. It's an 87-acre landfill that was owned in part by a man named Phil Moscato, commonly referred to as Brother Moscato's Dump. So Ralph Picardo, who was a Teamster who was in prison in New Jersey on an unrelated murder conviction, became an informant, told the FBI in 75 that Mr. Provenzano told him as early as 1974 that Mr. Hoffa was destined to be killed. So shortly after he disappeared, associates of Provenzano visited Picardo in prison. During their conversation, Mr. Provenzano had arranged for Mr. Hoffa's execution and that the body was taken to New Jersey on a truck. Now, according to the FBI, in a report in 79, he said Picardo only speculates that Hoffa's body may be in the dump and has no direct knowledge of the exact location. Mr. Provenzano died in 88. Now, a second informant in Philly told two mobsters, brought up the disappearance in a conversation. They said if the feds begin digging at the proposed dump in New Jersey, they would hit pay dirt. Yes, they sure will. FBI agents visited the dump in 75 with a search warrant in a different missing persons case. They really hoped to find Mr. Hoffa, but they did a cursory search. They didn't really know where to dig, and they didn't find anything. And remember, it's 15 feet, so if they only dug 6 feet, that... So the dump itself became a toxic hazard. Underground fires burned night and day. Chemical fumes in the poor neighborhoods surrounding the site. In 83, the dump, by then called PJP Landfill, was declared a Superfund site. Now, Superfund sites are like an environmental disaster area that needed to be cleaned up. Thousands of barrels were dug up, carted away. The landfill was capped. And then it got converted to Skyway Park, which is now a vibrant green belt along the Hackensack River where kids could play baseball. Mr. Modella continued to revisit the Hoffa case over the years. In 2019, when The Irishman opened the theaters, he praised the film's storytelling but said the ending was not true. So then he was introduced to a stranger named Frank Coppola, the teenager that saw the landfill. And then he recalled that, I guess, a muddy summer day in 75 with a black limousine and the conversation between his father, Mr. Moscato, partner in the visitors. And then, I guess, when people began gesturing to an area in the dump, Frank Coppola saw his father Paul react. Now the whole world will know, and he shouted with cussing. So the kid didn't know what he was talking about until obviously later. So I don't know where he is. I'm just blown, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, blown away that here we are all these years later. So, if Hoffa was buried in a barrel first and then a bunch of chemical drums and brick and dirt put over it and all that, it'll be hard to find. But don't they have, like, technology where it can ping, like, radar and things like that? Anyway, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.